Ramban and Parshas Bo is a Aftchori Ramban, and it's often quoted because it deals with Yisodos Emunah. The Ramban is in the context of the mitzvah of Hanachas Tefillin, and at the end, and the refers to the fact that the mitzvah of tefillin defines it as the mitzvah of shenaniach ksav yitzias v'tzroim al yad v'al rosh keneged alev ha'moyach shem mishkanes ha'machshava. The four parshas, the parshas of yitzias v'tzroim. Still referring to the mitzvah of tefillin, so he says that the mitzvah is to put the yisodos emuna keneged halev keneged hamoach. The Ramban sees that the tefillin shel yad, very often people refer to them as keneged hamaisa machshava. So Ramban sees keneged alev v'keneged hamachshava. That yisodos emuna have to address that, the way that we think things out and the way that we emote as well. So then the Ramban says v'al derech ha'emes masha omra akosu b'avur zeh os Hashem liki. Ki kemoi ze kelev yenveyu. Ba'avur ze osa Hashem li. Ramban says that ze is the ability to point to Shechina. Ze kelev yenveyu. The Medrash says ze kelev yenveyu ro shivcha sheviyom mashal le ro yechezgel ben buzi. So the Ramban is very often that when you see ze, very often ze is a, seems to be a, an extra word in the pasuk. Bavur ze osa Hashem li. As the Ramban says, that often as another meaning is to refer to Gilui Shechina. Ki bavur shmoyu chvoydei osa imonu v'tziru mitzrayim. That when the Torah says that we tell our children, bavur ze osa Hashem li v'tziru mitzrayim, we're saying bavur shmoyu chvoydo. Alright, so now later on the Ramban says Ulafarish. And now I'll give you a klal that explains many mitzvahs. From the time that there was a Bodhisattva in the world, from the time of Enosh, so then people became confused. There were those who denied God's existence. And they claim that the world was eternal. And then there were those who accepted the existence of God, but denied his knowledge of the ongoings of the world. And there were those who accepted that God is omniscient, but that God is not machishu mehashgacha, that God is not involved. V'yasu odam kidgei yom, and we are like fish that we are on our own. Shelo yeshgiach hakel b'hem, that God is not watching over them. He's not concerned about them, therefore there's no reward or punishment. Alright, so those are the three the Ramban understands that when the world was created, so there was a people believed in monotheism. And together with monotheism, they believed in God's control of the world and in God's knowledge, God's omniscience. There were those who accepted God's omniscience, but did not accept God's involvement in the world. So that's what the Meforshim point out, the where Shevel quotes, because they understood that omniscience is an important part of Shleimus. So they accepted that the Creator has to be a perfect being. But a perfect being doesn't have to be engaged or involved. So the Ramban says that Kasha Yirtzelikim Ba'eda, O Bi Yachid, V'yasei mo moifes b'shinui minhoge shel oylo v'tivoi yisbarmer l'chol bitul adeos ha'elo kulam. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu establishes a relationship, yirtzelikim ba'edu b'yachid, he wants, in other words, he wants a relationship with an individual or with an entire group, v'yasei mo moifes, and he does a miracle for them and changes the ongoing of nature. So yizbarber lakol bitul deus elu. So that's what establishes that these three ideas are insignificant. Ki amoifes hanifla, because if there is a change of nature, so morish yesh olam eloka mechadsho v'yodeya umashkiach v'yocho. One good miracle, one well-placed miracle, one directed miracle, already shows that God, that there is a power, that there is a God who created the world. So he's able to change nature. If he can change nature, it stands to reason that he could create it. V'yodeya, and when the miracle addresses something very directly, so it shows that he knows what's going on. Umashkiach v'yachol, and that he's not only omnipotent, but that he is able, he's also engaged. In other words, the one makkah, the Kriyas Yamsuf would be the clearest. Kriyas Yamsuf can establish that God created the world. It can establish that God was aware of exactly where the Egyptians were, where the Jews were. Otherwise, it would not have worked out so perfectly. And it shows that he was engaged in rewarding the Jews and punishing the Egyptians. Right? Do the same thing. You can, and the Kohenim, there is very clear, but the Kohenim, with respect to the Makos as well. The Kasha Yia Mofes Unigzar Betchila, there's a Mipinovi, another man has another idea. Now, when a Mofes, when a miracle is prophesied, when it's foretold, so then, says the Ramban, so then we now add on another yesod, and that is yizbarer mimenu od emtas hanavua ki daber lekim esodam v'yigal esodo el avodav anviyim. So then we have another yesod, the yesod of nevuah, which Ramban contains two ideas. Number one, yidaber lekim esodam. And once you establish that there is a boire, and once you establish that he's omnipotent and omniscient, and he defies human boundaries, so then it does not stand to reason that he should be able to speak to human beings. Because that's a kilo yirani odom machai. The two cannot coexist. So Nevuah shows that Kadosh Baruch Hu will make the two coexist. And then the Ramban says, in addition to ki daber lekim es odom, he will then share information that otherwise is not known. And then when you have a nes, a shinui ateva, and it's foretold that you have all of the yesodos that you require to accept Kabbalah Satora. V'teskayim imzeh atora kula. V'lochein, Yomer Hakosuv Amoifsim. Right. Therefore, the Ramban arranges, he organizes the Makos. He said, if you look at the Makos, So Kadosh Baruch Hu stresses different ideas with regard to the Makos. For example, Koyema Hashem Bizos Teida Ki Ani Hashem. That's with respect to Makas Dam. Then, when it comes to kinim, when it comes to oriv, the Yom Hashem and Moshe Hashkein baBoker, right? When it comes to Orov, Kiania Leman Teda Kiniashem Bekerav Oretz. Visamti Vidus Benamu Benamechel Lemochar Yeois Hazeh. And then when it comes to the Mak of Borod. Yom Hashem al Moshe. Keep a palm as always when it comes to Borod. And Nisha Lech has kol magi foisai el libcha uva avadech uva mecha bavur teida ki ein komoni b'chol arvitz. The three Lashonis of Teda. This is part of the way that one organizes the Makos. I'm sure you've learned in the past that when divides the Makos, you can divide the Makos up in numerous ways. There are numerous indications. Divide them up into groups of three. Right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu announces a purpose by Dam, Oroiv, and Borod. That's why we have these three psukim. That by Dam, Oroiv, and Borod, in all three cases, it says. I think Bo El Paro is Lech El Paro Baboker in the Yotzei Amayim of Nitzavta. And when it comes to the in the second one, it says Bo El Paro. In other words, the number 1, 4, and 7. It indicates that it's Yatzei Lefnei Paro. That it's and in 2, in the 2nd, the 5th, and the 8th, it says Bo'ol Paro, and in the 3rd, and the 6th, and the 9th, it's not worn. The mark is not worn. So the approach is that we've studied this in the past. There's that. This is what the Ramban is going to point out to us, that each set was for a certain Yesod Emuna, and the last of each set was a Makkah for not taking the first two seriously. The first one, Moshe Rabbeinu met Paro, when he presented in the situation, he presented himself as a Melech, as Yasel Fnei Paro. Second one was to strengthen the first. makkah, and the third was a makkah for not heeding the, for not being molded on this particular yisod. So Ramban goes on to say, "V'lachein yomar akosu b'moysim l'man teida kini Hashem bekerav haaretz lehoyreis alo ashkocha ki le'oza v'yisoy la'mikrim kedato." Right, bekerav haaretz, that was oriv. So oriv is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach al oretz. L'man teida ki l'Hashem oretz. L'hoyves al chidush ki heim shelo shebar me'oyin. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu owns the world. That's at the end of Boron. And Bavur Teda ki ein komoni v'chol ha'aretz is at the beginning of Boron. Lo'ovas al yecholas shu shalit b'kol. But the Tzorch Ian, why the Ramban did not quote Bezos Teda kini Hashem. It would stand to reason ki bezos that in dam bezos teida keni Hashem that I exist. That's the first, and then when it comes to orov teida keni Hashem bekerav haaretz is that I am aware of what's going on, omniscience, and in borod ki ein kamoni b'chol haaretz, ki ein kamoni b'chol haaretz is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Is it right? Keni Hashem bekerev haaretz lahoras al hashgacha, that God is aware of what's happening. Kein kamoni b'chol haaretz, that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ability to engage. Right? Again, it's not so. Have to be more precise. L'man teida keni Hashem b'zoyis teida keni Hashem. So that's God's existence. That's when it comes to dumb. That if God can change water into dam, he's mechadish his olam, so he can also be the borei olam. L'man teida ki ani Hashem bekerev haaretz. That is orev. So orev is v'flesi b'yayim was eretz Goshen. I'm going to separate out Goshen from Mitzrayim. That means I'm aware of what's going on. I'm aware that where the Jews live, I'm aware that where Mitzrayim live. Right, and then. Ki ein komoni b'chol haaretz. So there the Ramban says that emphasizes his omnipotence. Lo'ovas al yecholas hu shalit b'kol. Ein ma'akev b'yado. There is no power greater than him. So I think what the Ramban is developing is the idea of eschar v'onesh. In other words, the most powerful is the one that's able to do eschar v'onesh. If you're not the most powerful, so one can deal out rewards, but one can be trumped, right? But if ein kamoni b'chol haaretz means that the ultimate schar v'onesh is going to rest with the Ribono Shel. Right now, so what is not what haven't been explained precisely is that the Ramban does not quote the pasuk of dam, rather he quotes the pasuk at the end of Barad. At the end of Bar, Kilaman Teda Ki Lashem Ba'aretz, and he says that is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu establishes his ownership of the world, his Ba'aretz Olam. So, what I would think, Storachian, why the Ramban? What I would think is concerns the Ramban is that once a Kadosh Baruch Hu establishes a pattern that he is teaching various Yesodos through the Makos. So then it's difficult why Kadosh Baruch Hu attaches two Yesodos to Borod. And perhaps what the Ramban is pointing out is that Borod completes one set, the Borod really completes the set of Yesodos Amunah. And that's why it's that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu separated Va'era from Bo. And so perhaps what the Ramban is pointing out is the end of Boron. So then Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I've fully established my being a Boron. I established what I'm suggesting. Ad kan de mir Ramban. What I'm suggesting is that it's that when it comes to that, Kadosh Baruch Hu established the three Yesodos Emunah. However, in the Yesod of that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Boire and Yotze Me'ayin, so that includes the other three Yesodos. That is the Yesod of Kadosh Baruch Hu being a Boire is fully understood and exercised once you understand, once you believe in Him existing and in giving us charvonish. In other words, when it comes to a person who's trying to learn the Yesodos Emunah, so obviously you have to establish God's existence before you establish His omniscience and His omnipotence. Right? So when a person teaches philosophy, teaches Yesodos Emunah, Yedias Emunah, then you can't establish omnipotence and omniscience before you establish existence. So the Chumash is telling us that the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Yesodos Emunah to unfold to the Egyptians and to the Jews inside Mitzrayim. So first, Dom establishes God being a Boire. Now, when one looks back and understands the difference Yesodos Emunah, one will understand the Yesod Emunah of God's existence much differently after you've established omnipotence and omniscience as well. So it could be that that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu then reviews and says, now all you need is one Yesod Emunah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari Olam. Could be that's what the Ramban is pointing out. But it's really an issue in the Chumash itself. And it's the emphasis is it's not that much different from what a person would go through a person's mind, Bishas Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. Because when we Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim, then we develop Ol Malchus Shemayim through Zchar V'Onesh, and ultimately through mitzvahs, through tzitzis. So that's what Ramban points out. Because the Mitzrayim had Sveikas, but they were denying these Yesodos. In Cana also Svamosim Agdolum Adim the Monim Behemunas Habari Ubaturakulam. Ubavur Kirish Borhu Layasa Os Umofes Behol Dor Leine Kol Rosha Oikofer. Because the Kirish Borhu is not going to perform Nisim for every generation who are kofrim, yitzavo isonu, so we are commanded to establish as the koron, to establish to remember yitzias mitzrayim. And why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu so concerned that there's a that he stands the hechmir ma'od beinyan azeh kamo shachayiv korveis v'achilas chomeitz u'bazivas haPesach. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu established that chomerdik onshin for matzah, sorry, for chomets, and there's b'chayv koreis b'chilas chomets, u'bazibas at Pesach, and an Easter koreis for bitul asei at Pesach. See, I think you have an interesting idea. The Ramban says, Ramban's saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu expressed the importance of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, because what's the alternative? The alternative is that it's almost an irony. Kadosh Baruch Hu would say that the alternative would be that the greater the kfir that there is, the more that God has to reveal Himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu would follow that in the door of kofrim, Kadosh Baruch Hu should do nisim. So that's an inconsistency that the world can't, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't have. That he's megal himself more for kofrim. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's not going to be megal himself to kofrim. Ki Kadosh Baruch Hu lo yasa osu mosu mechol dor lenei kol roshei kofrim. Right. So as it happened once, Mitzrayim were kofrim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu then demonstrated himself. But that's it. Now it's up to Klal Yisrael to maintain the memory of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because the alternative would be to give, in other words, it's the way that it is. The facts are that for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to megala himself is a tremendous act of yididus, a tremendous act of schar. So, to have a situation where Kodesh Baruch Hu has to megala himself to koyfrim is a stira. So therefore, Klal Yisrael is the resolution of that. We are the ones who have to maintain the fact of Yitzhi Mitzrayim. Now, then the Ramban says, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was v'hechmir ma'oy b'nyan zeh. It's an interesting lashon. V'hechmir ma'oy b'nyan zeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu was machmir and associated very severe onshin. And the unusual idea of having a chiv kores with the mitzvah, with the bitul aseh. But it could be that that is one of the mekoros of what we call chumer de Pesach. And the Klal Yisrael responded, first of all, Chazal responded with chumer de Pesach. Now the Rabbanu Shalom established chumer de Pesach with onshin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established chumer de Pesach, l'aniyas da'itin, can be argued with suyogim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu established an Easter Achilas Chametz, and then it would seem that by Rabbi Yimotzeh is a Suyog. Right? That's the, it seems that way from Elvis Rav Nosa in the very beginning, and in recent times, Rav Engel developed this idea as well. That you have certain halachas that are Suyogim for Dinim Deiraisa. So you have Kodesh Baruch Hu was Machmir Kibiyachal in the midst of Pesach, both in terms of Onshin as well in terms of the way that we practice it. So Laniyas Daiti, Chazal then established halachas of chumer de Pesach. I was a stop because Kodesh Baruch Hu established a suyog, so that was an indication that Chazal could be machmir yoni Pesach. So I always thought that's why Chazal established number one chumer. You know, in other places, for example, according to Rambam, that it's not botel the way other Yisurim are botel. According to Rambam, it's a deraisa. According to other Yisurim, it's a derabbanan. You have, and in Rishonim you have that shitas that Chazal did not allow the, let's say, Nesit Tam of Gam to function in Chumah de Pesach, right? You have that Chazal established extra hours onto the Easter, right? And of course, obviously, you have the whole halachas of Bedikas Chametz, which is unique to the Easter of Chametz, and then we have that Chazal established Gzeiros Gzeiros, which is unique to Pesach. You don't have another; you have a few other Yisurim. So I always thought that Chazal did these things when the Torah itself established a Suyog. And the case in point would be Bosu B'Cholov. Chazal established Gzeiros Gzeiros Gave Bosu B'Cholov. In other words, they have Bosur Oif is a Drabbanon. And then they established that there's an Easter to there's not only an Easter to be Mavasha, but an Easter to be Mala Oif Ugvin al Shulchan Echa. Right? So it's Xeru. So again, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was an Easter Achil and Easter Bishul. So Kodesh Baruch Hu established a Suyog. Same thing with Easter Enida. According to Rambam, Kodesh Baruch Hu established a Suyog. So Chazal established numerous hanogas. That's what I always thought. But it couldn't be that the Ramban is pointing out a very interesting idea. The Ramban is saying, "Vehechmir akosav, hechmir ma'oy ben yinzeh." Kodesh Baruch Hu was machmir. It's a strange lashon. Kodesh Baruch Hu was machmir. Hechmir ma'oy. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu established that this through the Isur Kores and through the Bitul Aseh, Kodesh Baruch Hu established this the significance of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that is the way in which the Yesodos and Muna are going to be maintained midor l'dor. The Hitzrich Shenichtoiv Kol Ma Shenira Eleinu Ba'osos V'mosim Al Yadeinu V'al Bein Eineinu V'lichtov Oso Od Al Pizchi Abotim Bamzuzois V'shenazk Zem Efinu V'boiku Ba'orev K'moshe Omru. And Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to have it Al Rasheinu Al Vaveinu Al mezuzah is baseinu, and that we mention it morning and evening. Vishenasa suka b'chol shana. V'chein kol ki yoytzei ben mitzvahs rabbis Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Ramban says that this is the reason why there's a daily din of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Which could be an interesting idea at the beginning of our Gada, when we contrast the mitzvah of Sipa and the mitzvah of Zechira, so that it's the mitzvah of Zechira which establishes Chomer Inyan. As when we discuss the mitzvah of Zechira, Luz ben Azariah. So it could be that the Baal HaGadol wants us to establish at that point that the ongoing mitzvah of Zechira Mitzrayim establishes for us the severity of the issue of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shelo yishtakhu lepischin pe lekoifim lachish emunas olikim. Alright, then he goes on to describe the person who buys a mezuzah echad, the kavu bepischin v'neschavim minyana kvar hoyde v'chinu sheolam v'vidias ador v'ashkachosa v'gam ben vuase v'emen v'kol pinas atomer. Milvan, in addition to shehoyde chesed abayir gadol moed al sheoyser b'tzoynei shetzionu be'oso amdus lecherus, in addition to yisodas emuna heida v'kol mein gadol lizakoyis avoseyim achafetzim b'yir hashemoy u'lefichach. Omru have a zorba mitzvah kalo givachamura shekulan chamuris v'chavivis moi. Then he goes on to describe how every mitzvah can be reestablishing the emuna belakenu. V'do they love shubra onu v'hi kavonas hayitzira she'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzira rishona she'namin belakenu. That again, the kavonas kol mitzvahs, shenamin belekenu emuna. V'noida elav shubrano, and be grateful for being created. V'kavonas ayitzira, shein lo tam acher. V'ein kel elgin chofis betachtoyne milvad, sheyeda odom v'yodel lekov shubaro. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu's interest is that we should be aware of him. Sheyeda onam v'yodel alikov. This is, on Friday night we described that this is a machlokes Rambam Ramban. The Rambam would not say this. The Rambam would say, ki ein kel elyon chofetz. What Kadosh Baruch Hu wants is that people should be great people. And the Ramban says that the kavanas ha-mitzvahs is the kavonas ha-yitzira she-nam in melekeinu v'no de'elov. And then he writes, v'ein kelelin chob z'tonon milvad she-yeda odom b'yoda b'lelokov she-boroi v'kavonas roimim mas ha-kol b'tfilos v'kavonas bote k'nesios v'zchus tfilos ha-rabim zeo she-yil de'odom sheyiskabtzu mokem sheyiskabtzu v'yodel akel sheboro himtziyam v'yefarsim uzeh v'yomu lofonda v'yoyizcha nachna. So Ramban says an interesting idea that he slips in v'kavonos romos hakol v'tfilas, and the intent of davening v'kol, and the intent of having shuls uzchus tefilas erabim, and the zchus of davening b'tzibur is sheyil the odom mokoyim, that there should be a place where we gather together to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu and to publicize this. V'yomu lefonav v'yoyischa nachnu. So and that's the schus tefilas rabbim. In other words, that it's an interesting idea that the davening, or davening with tzibur, and davening with bate kinesias, is that to emphasize this idea, because when a person emphasizes an idea by rabbim, so then it becomes a stronger expression, it becomes a deeper belief. Rabban says that's why it's important to daven a little bit b'koil. You cannot tell lomish it's filled with tzvicha koil. Umin anisim agdolim amafresomim onamodeh benisim anestorim shem yisoy da Torah kula. Rabban says, and the next step in one's thinking is that from moving from public miracles that are well known, min anisim agdolim amafresomim. On the mode of nisim and astarim, a person comes to recognize the Ramban's idea, nes nister. And nes nister is really the ongoing parts of nature. So Ramban writes in Bechukosai. Ramban writes two places. And nes Bechukosai is a major presentation. That a nes nister. Sheheim Yisod HaTorah. What does that mean? Sheheim Yisod HaTorah Kula. Sheein La'odam Chelek B'Torahs Moshe Ad Shenamin B'chol Dvareinu U'mikreinu Shekulam Nisim. A person can only be part of, we would say, part of the program. Ein La'odam Chelek B'Torahs Moshe. A person does not have a Chelek in Moshe Minus Torah. Ad Shenamin B'chol Dvareinu U'mikreinu. Until we believe that everything which happens, kulam nisim, ein bohem teva u'minhogei shul olam, bein v'rabim ein v'yachim. Again, this is a very significant departure from some of the presentations of the Rambam Mor Nebuchim. That the Ramban says, anes meforsam, anes nigla, so that is establishes yisodas emunah. But we should understand that the Sodat Torah is that Nisim L'Storim is the ongoing nature of the world. So Rabban Mechukosai explains that a Kadosh Baruch Hu addresses us through the ongoing aspects of Teva, so that's the Yisod of Schar V'Onesh. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the different aspects of what goes on. Ramban explains, a nes nister is something where Kadosh Baruch Hu is recognized over a period of time. A nes nister is something where if you look at any piece, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is not clear. Person gets the mashal that Ramban gives, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a schar by giving us a good parnasa. So what does it mean? What does it mean to have a good parnasa? Does a good parnasa mean that on Monday I made a good deal? Does a good parnasa mean that the course of the year I was able to support my family? Right? Obviously it's the latter. Right? So that means that the schar of a good parnasa is only recognized over a period of time. If a person would look at any given week and they would do the accounting at any given week, so it's hard to figure out what's going on. One week could be good, one week could not so good. Right? One deal goes through, one deal doesn't go through. Over a period of time, though, and this is the Ramban says, a person can only recognize the Yad Hashem and take note of it over a period of time. If year after year after year, a person is doing is able to support his family, a person is able to pay all his bills, so that's a nice lister. It should be up. If things. Year after year, a person's crops are good, right? It's a nice nistim. And any one year, you can't say it was a nice, because al pi derech ha-teva, if it would be left alone, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu would not be intervening, so then samaches should be a good year, and samachtes could be a good year, and but samach zayin could have been a drought, and samach vav could have been terrible winds, and samach Samachay could have been a good year, and Samach Dalai could have been locusts. Let me up Derech HaTeva. But if a person looks back and says, Samach Beis, Gimel, Dalai, Hey, Vav, he had decent crops. He was able to bring it to market. And it wasn't, and there wasn't a glut in the market. It wasn't an inflation. And there wasn't a drought. It worked. He was able to support his family. So you look back over the last couple of years, that's a nice nister. Al-Piderach, what we would call, what we would say, if things would be left on their own, if the Baruch would not be intervening, so then it shouldn't have worked out every single year. Klal Yisrael wins every single Muhammad. Right? So, by the normal statistics of other nations, one shouldn't win every single battle. So, you look back over time and you say, we won every single battle, that's a nice list. So, when the Ramban says, Hanisim Agdilma Fusamim, from the big nays, what do you mean? A big nays? A mafursim big nays? A public nays is a change in the way that we perceive the way the world should run. So that is that's God intervening. So when that happens, and you see it in a context where there's a clear Yad Hashem, that's a nays godol mafursim, previous yamsim. But from that, those establish Yesodos Emunah. What are the Yesodos Emunah? Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's awareness, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu's engagement in the world. So once you have those three Yesodos, so then everything which goes on in the world, once you believe a Kadosh Baruch Hu's watching and engaged, so that means he's watching my parnassah then. And if we believe a Kadosh Baruch Hu's engaged, so it means that we're not the kid Geayyab. It's true that there could be times of Hester Ponim. There could be times of disengagement. But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu disengages, that's also an action from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's what he means, that once you have Yesodos Emunah, these three Yesodos, so then Umehem, Umenan, Isim Gdol Farsim, Odom Modem, and Isim Sarim. So then you have to accept the idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in what we would call Teva. Shem Yesoda Torah Kula. And that's the basis for Schar V'Onesh. Ramban says in Mechokosai, the rewards that Kadosh Baruch Hu promises, he doesn't promise us Nisim. It could even be, I'm not sure, but it could even be that when Kadosh Baruch Hu says in Beshalach, that I will not put these machlas. That could be, because Baruch Hu, I will manage. Keep calling machlus. Something Mitzrayim. That I'll be managing teva in your favor. The Ramban says, when Baruch Hu lists schar for us at the end of Vayikra. V'nasati gishmechem v'itam. It's a nice nister. But any given rainfall, you don't say there's Yad Hashem. I mean, you do, because you see the Ramban. But a person who's not a mammon wouldn't see. But if it's Gishmechem B'itam, if year after year after year the rain comes in Cheshvan, that's when the crops need it. V'nosna oris yivullah, v'hitza sari din purya. So what would we say? So the non-mammon says, Olam kimenog ha'olech. V'siglichem da'ishas botzir, botzir zigzara. The world works. You have enough to eat off until you have parnasa. V'achaltem lachem l'soivim v'shaptem l'vetach v'artzachem. Masati sholom v'aretz. So that there's peace amongst nations. So that's we don't, when things are peaceful, we don't say Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us. We say that's the way things should be. We should be minding our own business. So that's what Ramban points out. So these are all, and when there's a war, so we see these things as the normal ongoings of a natural world. Ramban says, no. That's if you're not attuned, if you don't have the background of Neis Nigla. If you have the Neis background of Neis Nistim, so then you understand that these things, what we would call a normalcy of life, so those are Nisim the Storm, and the Ramban says that's the schar for mitzvahs. So hey, me said the Torah Kula, that's the schar. The schar is not seeing Kriyas Yamsov. The schar is having parnasa, is having shalom. She'ein la'odam chelik b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu at she'nam in b'chol divreinu v'kreinu shekulim nisim ein v'em teva u'minhogi shel olam bein b'ram bein b'yachin elam yasad mitzvahs yatzlichenu schoroi v'im yavar aleyim yachrisenu onshoi hakol b'gzeres elyon kasher skarti kavar v'yisparsimu anisim an astorim b'inyin arabim kasher yivol b'yuhudei ator b'inyin amochash haklonis. And what's Nes Nister became publicized through Kodesh Baruch Hu's Schar Vonish, which was called the Brachos and Kolos. Ki kemoi she'omer ha'koser v'omru kol ha'goyim al ma osa Hashem kochel l'oretz hazos v'omru al asher ozum was bris Hashem l'kiyavu yisom. She is parsmu adover lochlo umois, shumei eis Hashem ba'onsham. When Klal Yisrael is in Golos, right? So then the nations of the world will see that what otherwise seemed to be a natural phenomena, the world has seen numerous emperors and empires. That's this Sancheiriv, Nebuchadnezzar. The Romans, the Greeks, the meantime we've seen the British Empire, we've seen that we saw before that the Axis powers, Yimach Shumam. So we would tend to say that's Minhag Shel Olam. So it's Minhag Shel Olam that a small defenseless people, we overrun. A person looks at the very small countries that in Eastern Europe and Western Asia, countries that we don't pay that much attention to, right? And these are countries that have ethnic identities, and Russia overpowering them, and then with Russia unraveling, so some maintain one back their identity. So and different times, in our minds, all a blur, just as there are certain parts of Europe. That in between the world wars and before, in our mind is a blur. What is Galicia and what's Lithuania and what's White Russia and which part is Poland? Because they kept on changing hands from different empires, right? not worldwide empires, but local empires. So that Israel gets changed over from the Turks, the British. And before that, the Christians, the Muslims. So that's we say Kibbutz Hagash Shalayla. So Ramban says that through the perspective of Torah, the world will come to recognize the Omukol Agoyim Al Ma'osa Hashem Koch Loras Azos. The world will come to recognize. No, this is not the ongoings of a natural world. This is Al Asher Ozu Vusbris Hashem L'Kevoisa. Because that recognition, moving from a Nes Nigla to understanding Nes Nister, to understanding that anything that we see, B'Derach Tevash Olam, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating that, so that ultimately the world will come to view that through Klal Yisrael. Amar B'Kiyam, V'Rol Kolom Ha'aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecha, V'Yiru Mimcha. And he says, and when we are where we're supposed to be, when things are good for us, so then the reverse. Then the world will come to recognize what otherwise would become unnoticed. The world will come to recognize. Hashem is built on this very interesting idea, which is a dover muchrach. Based on Midrashim, we won't go into it now, based on various Midrashim, Ezra develops, the Hashem develops, quotes a medrash on Yoynosi b'chag b'yasela Shir Hashirim afal pi shekosu v'yam But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's correct. That's correct. So chazru v'lo ha'aminu. So for them, it's developed the idea based on midrashim that ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to remember to have our emunah based on nisim gavuyim. Nisim she'osan v'shbaruch v'nisim mitzvayim k'yus yamsum hoyil l'lameid al kol ha'teva shirak neflo yisabor. The same thing we just pointed out. Ki al yidei ha'nisim eminu b'nei Yisrael she'kol ha'teva hu neflo yisabor lo yabir l'lameid al ha'klal kuloi v'nisbar l'mafrek v'elamot. So he explains that the what we call Derech HaTeva is a greater Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Nisim Gluyim. If you think about it, so we often think that the Nisim Gluyim are HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megal himself. Right? And Teva, the Raman calls this in the Star. So as we think about it, it'll be for Keret. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nisim Galuyim, our Kadosh Baruch Hu revealing that he exists. Right? But let's say if you wanted to gain greater insight into the Rabbonu Shlom. So it makes more sense to say that the Teva, the way that he initially wants the world to run, that's a greater, and give us greater insight into the Rabbonu Shlom. That's a greater his Maisa Yodav. Right? Nisim Gluyim. So of course it's all Maisa Hashem. So Emma speaks about the Teva is a gili of the Pnimius of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Lachar, what he means is that based on everything we said, Mr. Ramban points out, a break in a Nes Niglas to announce the Kadosh Baruch Hu is here. It's Keneged HaKoifer. But the Nes Nigla, what's a megala to us more than that? Masha'ina came, if we have greater insight into the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, into natural processes, into what we call Derech HaTeva, right? Which, again, we understand that all to be, as Ramban says, the Yisodos HaTorah. Says it's Yisodos HaTorah not only because of Schar Va'onesh. So Hashem takes it to another step. It's Yisodos HaTorah because that's the etzem Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Torah is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideas, Chochma Chelukis. Right? But apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to run with various patterns. The Moshal, just as a Moshal, we'll finish up. The Moshal, we discussed in Ketzin Mevorachin last year. So we pointed out that Bor creates and Bor Pri Adom really recognize different patterns in Bria. Right? Bor Pri Eitz is the trees that stay Mishonu L'shana, and Adom are the plants that don't stay Mishonu L'shana. Right? That's the getter of Eitz and Adom. So we pointed out that what Chazal were focusing on is different koiches of Bria. There are stable koiches and there are recurring koiches. So that's Mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala certain ideas in the world. When we say HaMechadish B'chol Yom Tomer, what does it mean HaMechadish B'chol Yom Tomer? It means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself in a way that would appear as if there are recurring things that need not happen. Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world. He could have had a world with his entirely day, entirely, he would have adjusted entirely night, so he created a little bit different. We would need to sleep, whatever it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam created a world where there are cycles, there are orbits. That's a mechadish b'chol yom tamid. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world in which he was megala to us. Again, after that, you can say it's hard to express whether he was megala to us certain ideas that are very important for us, or certain tchunas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody, where one takes this, give a lot of thought. But that in Bria, we should be able to identify certain components of the Rabbonu Shalom because it's Maisa Yadav. So that means that if one wants to gain greater insight into the Rabbonu Shalom, right? If one wants, just like, if one wants to gain greater insight into Rabbonu Shalom, we would have to look at the Chachma Lukis. So too, it makes sense that we would gain greater insight into the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out that the Nes Nigla, the aberration of Teva, so that is establishes certain Yisodos. That's to wake us up. But once we've established that, it's not just that the Chukai said Teva required to give Schar Va'onesh. But L'chara, that's what this Vasemis is pointing out. Or that is a greater Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person has to be trained and encouraged in order to identify within the Chukai Sateva this Gilei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. I was thinking that could be the connection between, on one hand, having Zechir Sativus one night, and then the next night is the din of Ahavas Omer. The day is a din of Tvua, right? Seem to be the two opposites. The Yom Tov that's established as the Yom Tov which celebrates Kadosh Baruch Hu doing Nisim, so we should misbalo for Nisim. Okay, we misspell for the one of the basic things. So Geshem is on Sukkot, and on Pesach is we misspell for Tal. Something which is which we would identify as almost absolute Teva. Something which we don't even come to recognize, right? So Tal maybe is in the Rabbanon, but being misspelled it's Yemen Din and Tvua. That we begin to bring Chodosh into Bigdash and begin the process and by that being Matir Chodosh to everybody. So we move from extreme to extreme. At night we're talking about breaking all the rules of Teva. In the morning we're Mispalel, just keep the basic Teva going, Tur. So that's what it means. It means that once a person has been educated by the Nisa that we celebrate at night, so then a person can is in the position to understand to appreciate the bracha of Tavur. So the Gemara says, "Eviu lefanai tvur, kedei disbarachim hena." That's what it means. Okay.